Episode 3129, Why Do You Hide?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're enjoying some cooler weather. I know it's been just kind of crazy with the weather, right? We've got the hurricane coming in to California area. We've had the Maui fires. There's just so much happening. We've got extreme heat in the southern part and even upper parts of the United States. Wherever you are, I pray today that God meets you there. I pray that he heats your heart up so much that you're drawn to him, and then he melts you from the inside out, because God wants a relationship with you, my friend. But the question remains, why do you hide? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. You know, during these times of doubt, during the times of struggles and uncertainties, all these situations that we wish we wouldn't find ourselves in, shame covers the heart, and hope is diminished. But why do you hide? Because God is always by your side. I want to take a moment to encourage you in your faith journey today, especially during these times of doubt and uncertainty. Because when you have new seasons, that creates a discomfort that sets you off balance. And it's essential to remember that God is not threatened by your unbelief, your doubt, your questions. In fact, he desires to see you grow and to be set free from every captive thought that prevents you from experiencing his truth and love. In moments when darkness seems overwhelming, and we've had those moments, haven't we? I mean, you know, you might be in one right now, and the struggles just persist. And you're like, I'm never going to escape this. Know that Jesus stands ever present, ready to walk with you toward the light of his truth, not of the world's truth. He understands your questions. He gets your doubts. And he wants to take away all of your fears. He doesn't want you to isolate yourself or carry the weight of unbelief on your own. Instead, he invites you to offer up everything to him, including disappointment, questions, and fears as a holy sacrifice. But why do you hide? Why is it that you are running from God? Remember, simply relying on self-effort won't resolve unbelief. So the more you run, what do you think is going to happen? Your unbelief is going to grow. You're going to have even more questions. It is through surrendering, my friend, your doubts and fears to Jesus that you make room for his truth to settle deep within your heart. By trusting in his love and seeking his guidance, you can find peace and reassurance even in the midst of uncertainty. And it's important to remember the assurance we find in God's word, right? Open up the Bible. Look at Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. And that's interesting. When I was growing up, we sang this song. And to this day, I still think my mom wrote it. And I believe she did. But, you know, there's times where you're like, did that really happen? Did I remember things differently? But no, it was. And so I memorized this verse as this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. He wants to make your paths in the direction of where he wants you to go. But if you're running, you're creating your own path. You're still trying to control things. Yet you still find yourself hiding, right? So this verse reminds us that we can trust in God's faithfulness. We can trust in who he is and whom he's created us to be, even when we don't fully understand everything. My friend, hold on to hope and continue seeking God's truth. I promise you, he will never leave you nor forsake you because of your questions, because of your doubt, because of your insecurity. Instead, he desires to walk with you, to guide you and to help you grow in your faith. Allow his truth to shine through the darkness and bring forth a renewed sense of faith and hope within you. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.